songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome everyone to another live episode from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, made possible in part by a grant through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and contributions from good folks like you. If you feel so inclined, go on to radionorthland.org and find the button that says donate, and we'll sure appreciate it. Sarah Morris from Shoreview, Minnesota is a 2018 Kerrville New Folk Contest winner, has spent the last several years earning a reputation for engaging performances not only as a solo but also with Vicki Emerson as the Home Fires. And I don't think we have a CD by them yet, or an EP. Anxiously waiting for it. Sarah Morris. Well, up next, his name is David Huss. I'm going to guess Huss rather than Huss. And if we can find a little bit about David here. Just got a CD from him very, very recently. David and his band, The Headwaters, released their long-awaited debut album, Intuition, last September. And we have all 10 tracks. We're going to play them as time goes on. And this first song off of the CD, Intuition, is titled Cut a Rug. Stick around for the next 55 minutes. We got lots of great music here on Minnesota Homebrew.
One, two, three, one, two,
chance to dance on the morning, and I've got nothing to prove. The singer's song swings us right into this feeling weird, holding hands and dancing fast with the bodies waving. Before the bar locks its doors for the evening, there's more that I'd love to do. Takes me home. There's one more place I'd love to go. Above the crowd, someplace we can be alone. Oh, tonight let's take a stance to the balcony floor. Watch the stars as they rise into the southern skies. Now what's it like to see this world through your green eyes? Tell me all about your life before the sunrise takes me home.
Takes me home. There's one more place I love to go.
found in that song, Cut a Rug by David Huss. And I failed to mention that Sarah Morris's schedule, this is the 23rd, so that means Saturday night, she and Matt French will be playing at the Flying Dutchman Spirits in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Well, up next, she was raised in a small town in Minnesota. I'm not sure which one. Moved to Portland, Oregon as a young adult, began singing backup vocals in various bands, eventually fronting her own country cover band. Along came a husband, two kids, and then moved back to Minnesota. She said, I worked full-time, raised my kids, and basically forgot about music until my son started playing guitar as a teenager. After my divorce, I found myself with a little more time on my hands, so I picked up one of my son's guitars and began teaching myself to play for fun. Her name is Becky Capel, and her CD that she released in 2012 is titled For Now, and this song is Just One Thing. You're listening to Homebrew.
Baby, sweet baby, just one little thing. When you're with me, won't you take off your ring? Just one little favor I ask of you, so that I can pretend your love's true. You can call and I'll run. All my plans come undone. I don't care the time or the day. I'm a fool, you can't see, but I'm yours completely. Won't you do one thing for me? Oh, baby, sweet baby, just one little thing. When you're with me, won't you take off your ring? Thank you.
Told You Wrong. That's off a newer CD titled That Certain Ache.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, sure. We're going down to Iowa to hear a song by Mississippi Jake. Now, Jake plays quite a bit, not locally, I see by his schedule. He's in February, he's in Illinois and Wisconsin and going to Missouri. I got to say Missouri for my friend Andy. And then later on in the month, he's down in Tennessee and down in Georgia. So he's accomplished, no doubt. And he is fond of storytelling, working class folk music. Not the kind of folk that lulls you to sleep, the kind with teeth. Mississippi Jake brings folklore from the hills of the Ozarks to the Midwestern stage. And Iowa is a bordering state to Minnesota, so we're going to play his song titled Confluence.
Standing at the confluence of those great rivers, the mighty Mississippi and Ohio. They said, brother, go west, you can't stay here. You're not welcome back home. When this body fails me, spread my ashes across the United States of America. That's the only place I've ever felt at home. A scattered
Jake from Iowa. Best thing to come out of that state, I'd say. Well, Carrie Oberg and Paul Imholte are the Tarvies, and they play what they call Farmacana music. Songs about farms and small towns in the Midwest. Here they are with Paul Bunyan. Paul, you're listening to MHB.
Tallest logger you'll ever meet.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
25 yards in stocking feet.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
White pines in a single stroke, clearing land for pioneer folk. Oh, how his axe blade smokes.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
He needed a place to wash his socks.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
Hitched a plow to his blue ox.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
Great Lakes dug in the afternoon, washed his socks in a hot typhoon, hung them up there on the moon.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
Greatest logger of all.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
Niagara Falls is drinking fountain.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
His footstool, the Rocky Mountains.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
A teardrop he let flow, made the Mississippi go. Itasca to Mexico.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
His cooks carried a 2-ton skillet.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
An appetite so hard to fill it.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
Cement mixer for pancake batter. Stand back, they might splatter. Cakes are tough, it don't matter to
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
Greatest logger of all.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
Well, his cooks tied pork chops on their feet.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
One tied bacon to his seat.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
Grease the pan around they'd skate, practicing their figure eights. Won't believe how much he ate.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
So we don't forget his name.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
A little song about his fame.
Paul Bunyan Paul.
His story will never end. Won't you count him as your friend? Maybe he'll come back again.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
Greatest logger of all.
Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul. Paul Bunyan Paul.
Wow, the Tarvies are so interesting. Paul is a aficionado of wooden acoustic music and instruments. He puts on showcases of, I think he was up in Goodridge a couple of years ago doing that. Well, up next, Tim Cheesebrow. He's a very faithful contributor to Minnesota Homebrew, coined a critically acclaimed Minnesota favorite by Northfield News. He's been captivating audiences for over 20 years, and he sent us a CD a while back, titled The Well-Traveled Unknown. And from that CD, a song titled It's Now.
Let me tell you about the other day. Another one that wasn't going my way. He kind of finished with the Cabernet, like it's going out of style. Took too long to get out the door. Got a box of bills but can't afford. The life we've been waiting for has taken quite a while. And who said it's supposed to be easy? We always make it somehow. And who said we get guarantees? inside. Pushing anything would turn out right. It's a decade overdue. Even when we're feeling fine, problems ain't too far behind. What we see is what we find. We're learning nothing new.
Arpeggios there, Tim Cheesebrow. And if you want to catch him, he's playing tomorrow night, Friday the 24th, at Schramm Vineyards Tasting Room in Waconia out on the Airport Road. And on Saturday night at, it's called Burns Night at Merlin's Rest Pub on Lake Street, East Lake Street in Minneapolis, Tim Cheesebrow. Now, we debuted this 16-year-old singer last week. We're going to do another song by her tonight. If you're looking for her performing, she'll be playing Friday and Saturday night at the Hook and Ladder Theater in Minneapolis. Her name is Haley James. Enjoy.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, believe it or not, we're not talking about craft beer so much, although sometimes these big companies start a smaller brand and they call it a craft beer. That's kind of confusing to me. But it's been a busy 12 months for Pabst Brewing Company since the end of December of 2018. The company's launched or announced no fewer than 6 new products within the PBR family. Now they're unveiling an entirely new craft beer brand, their first, complete with a flagship IPA. Pabst announced the launch of Captain Pabst, a nautical-themed craft beer label that's completely separate from PBR. Captain Pabst, well, it has to be called a craft beer. Captain Pabst's flagship offering, Seabird IPA, is a 4.5% ABV session beer brewed with Magnum, Citra, Cascade, and Mosaic hops. It will be sold exclusively in Illinois and Wisconsin. So as part of the launch, they're transforming its Milwaukee taproom and rebranding it as Captain Pabst's Pilot House. Wow, the can is really cool. It's solid black with gold on it. I'm going to have to pick up some of that if they're selling it there in St. Croix Falls, my hometown, next time I go there. And also, this is weird, but there's been a brewery in St. Croix Falls in the industrial park for over a year, and I didn't know about it until the other day. It's called Trap Rock Brewing. Got to check it out when I'm down there. And folks, if you're up Winnipeg way, check out Winnipeg Brew Works. Stop at your favorite beer store and pick up some of their beer. I tell you, it's incredible. Well, up next, a friend of mine from Luck, Wisconsin. Well, he's a teacher in Luck. He lives out down by Milltown. Captain Carl's going to amuse us with a song called Dark Poet.
She called him a dark poet in his lyrics and his music, but more than that she said he was profoundly honest. And I listened to his music and I guess it wasn't happy, but the way that she described it said it makes you have to question what you really can believe in when he strips away the lies. But all that he was saying was that sometimes people screw up, and sometimes people lie, and sometimes simple things are nice. But everybody knows that people tend to get real jerky, and everyone who knows it wants to put it in a song. And he said it in a way that kinda tried to be profound, or at least profoundly simple, but it just struck me as trite. But maybe that's my arrogant and overactive intellect getting in the way of things that people think are nice. 'Cause greeting cards are meaningless and cute is code for boring, and I don't get how candle stores stay open in these economic times. But anyway, I thought in case you wanted that, I'd let you know there's someone playing downtown at the theater tonight.
Now, thank you for that musical wisdom there, Carl. I was in a candle store today. What do you mean? Downtown McIntosh, Minnesota, maybe 300 people, and they have a candle store, and I was in there. Oh, thank you, Carl. Well, we're going to go over to our buddy Nigel Egg, who was raised in Ramsgate, England, and even auditioned for Mott the Hoople and 10cc. Incredible. This comes off his Big Bang Baby Boom album. How illiterate. And it's a very heartfelt song. I wish I knew where Katie was.
The only light in the room is from the big red numbers, 1207, 1208. Katie said she'd be home by 11. It's not like her to be late without calling I try to visualize pleasant things, but I can't stop the pictures of my daughter in trouble. I wish I knew where Katie was. My favorite picture of Katie was taken on the beach in England when she was 4, holding up a double ice cream cone like the Statue of Liberty holds up her torch. She's got an ice cream beard and a big wide smile for her daddy with the camera. I wish I knew where Katie was. She went out with her friends on the hockey team. She's smart, she's strong, shoots left, plays D. I'm sure they're all just fine. I don't know why I worry. I just wish I knew. It's what parents do. She likes to say she's the favorite child. Someday she is, someday she isn't. I'm gonna call the other parents if she doesn't get home in the next 20 minutes. I hope to God she's alright. I hope I don't kill her when she finally walks in the door. I wish I knew where Katie was. She's gonna leave next year and be a college girl. She's smart, she's strong, works hard, makes friends. I won't know where she is or what she's doing, who she's with, who she loves. It won't do any good to worry. I just wish she'd hurry up and get home. I wish I knew where Katie was.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yeah, that's right. His name is Jim Walsh. He's a songwriter and guitarist from St. Paul. That's Minnesota, not Winnipeg. And he collaborates with a number of talented local musicians, including Bob Tipping on accordion and bass, David Lyons on guitar, Grace Walsh, could be related, vocals, keyboard, and guitar, Emily Walsh, another relative, vocals, and Joe Churchich, drums, mixing, mastering, and production. He sent us a song, whole CD called give me a second here. Sorry about that, Jim. Where am I? I've lost my place. Well, anyway, the song is titled Get So Lost. We very much appreciate Jim's contribution to Minnesota Homebrew. And if you're interested in having your song played on this show, just inquire at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. The CD, it's a title song from the CD, Get So Lost.
You were always in the lead, no matter what the cost. But then one day you disappeared. How'd you get so lost? Like a wanderer on a winter's morn, heavy with the frost. Each footfall took you away. How'd you get so lost? Get so lost. The impression that you left on us forever is embossed, but it could have been so much more. How'd you get so lost? Like a dog left out in the woods by its owner double-crossed. Somehow you gave up on you. How'd you get so lost? Get so lost. to show us where you've gone. You took a path that left us on our own. The well of hope's a shallow one, so easy to exhaust. No one knew your cup was dry. How'd you get so lost? The questions trump the answers, and that Rubicon's been crossed. The piper draws you to his breast. How'd you get so lost? Get so lost. Get so lost. So lost.
What a way to debut a new artist. What a pretty, pretty song, Get So Lost by Jim Walsh. Well, up next, our very own Jensen Sisters. Thief River Falls claims them, but they're really from 17 miles east, Goodridge, Minnesota. The locals like to say Goodrich, but it's Goodridge. Just like they like to say Strandquist instead of Strandquist. But I digress. Kansas and Kendra Jensen, whose radio show, the Gypsy Outlaw Radio Show, follows Minnesota Homebrew here on Pioneer 90.1. They put out a CD, I think it was an EP more, with like about six songs. And here's the last one we've played off of it. We'll continue to play them, but this one's titled Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean by the Jensen Sisters. not even a stinger on the end, just a stop. Minnesota Homebrew, I'm your host, Caroline Behound. We have time for a couple more songs this evening. This next one is by Mark Ross and the 319. They're an Americana alt country band from southern Minnesota. The influences of their music range from Jason Isbell, Ryan Adams, Turnpike Troubadours, Counting Crows, Sturgill Simpson, and more. The band is currently in the process of recording and releasing their debut album, and of course, that has already come out. It's called The Unreal Deal. I don't think we have that one yet, so we're going to have to fish around for that. And if you're wondering how I find all this music, is I go on Facebook and I look for people who look like, you know, the friend suggestions, the ones that have a guitar in their hand or playing a piano or something, even a banjo, and I send them a Facebook message. And lo and behold, we get new artists. We hope to have a full lineup for our second or third week in February. Notice that there's the word brew in the middle of that word, February. I refuse to mispronounce it. Captain Carl would be very proud of me because he's an English teacher and I'm an ex-English teacher. He taught at Luck. I taught an hour south at Elmwood, Wisconsin, which is the hometown of one of our Minnesota homebrew artists, Vicki Emerson. So here is Mark Ross and the 319 with a song simply titled Run. We'll be right back. listen to 319 next Friday. That's not this Friday, but next Friday the 31st. He'll be at the Bourbon Butcher Kitchen and Bar in Farmington, and that following Saturday, February 1st, at the Red Fox Tavern in Lakeville, Minnesota. Before we play our last song of the evening, we should remind you that if you were to stop down this weekend, or actually tonight, checking it out at Half Brothers Brewing in Grand Forks. If you go down there tonight, right downtown, the Sardine Brothers. Tomorrow night, Aaron Simmons. Saturday, Dave Berger. Wednesday, that's next Wednesday, the Brothers Bertrand. And down in Bemidji at Bemidji Brewing. Tomorrow night, Friday, the Occasionals. And Friday night at Bridget's Pub, Good Morning Bedlam. Saturday, Wayward. And don't forget Little Bobby's Open Mic in McIntosh, Minnesota at Little Bobby's Bar and Grill. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Well, this next gentleman's name is Craig Paquette. And he has a group called the Thunderheads. He's the guitarist, singer, songwriter, as well as the founding and current member of the Minnesota band. And Craig's debut solo album, Won't Last Forever, was recorded at Sparta Sound Studio with an all-star cast of musicians. I want to thank you for listening. Never forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. We'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew.